Hello and welcome to the Elemental Entrepreneurship Podcast. The elements are a metaphor, a simple organizational system to help us understand business and ourselves as business owners. And they are the components of nature, the roots of magic, and the building blocks of life. We all have some aspects of life and business where we thrive and others that are more challenging. By looking at these things elementally, we remove shame and judgment and can discern which elements would help us bring ourselves into balance. Earth, root chakra, Capricorn, Taurus, Virgo. Earth rules the parts of business that keep us safe and secure as we do our soul work. Sustainability, finances, contracts, systems, our core values, and clarity about exactly what our medicine is and how we fit into the ecosystem are governed by Earth element. Air, heart and third eye chakra, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius. Air rules our big vision, our ultimate picture of success. It's where we connect our medicine to a mission and decide what kind of impact we want to create during our time on this planet. Water, sacral chakra, Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces. This is the realm of our emotions, and business is emotional. How we feel about people, ourselves, visibility, uncertainty, how we handle stress and disappointment, all of this and more affects how you navigate your business. Water element is where we learn to resource ourselves and expand our capacity to hold the big feelings that come with doing our work in the world. Fire, solar plexus chakra, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius. Fire is where we take our gifts, our uniqueness, and our creations, and we blaze them out into the world. All things selling, marketing, and the day-to-day actions of running our business are ruled by fire. Too much fire and we burn out. Not enough, and our business never makes it off the ground. And spirit, crown chakra. Every good gardener knows the day you plant the seed is not the day you eat the fruit. Spirit rules the faith required to keep tending your business long before you've seen a single sprout of evidence that it's growing. No matter what you believe in, spirit element is what you travel through after you leap and before you land. Life thrives when all of the elements are in balance. So do you, and so will your business. To find out your dominant element, take our quiz at intuitiveedgecoaching.com/quiz. Now let's get into today's episode. Hello and welcome to the Elemental Entrepreneurship Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah. If you're new here, welcome. I'm so excited that you found your way here. If you are a returning listener, thank you, as always, for coming back and listening to the show again and again. It means so much to me to have you here as part of this little podcast family. Today's episode, I'm really excited to share with you. It's pretty cool. You are going to be listening to a live coaching session. I put out an offer on my Facebook inviting people who were interested in being coached for free, a coaching session, a single coaching session, if I could air it on my podcast. And this is the first person who opted into this. Her name is Linda Ugolo, and you're going to hear all about her and her very cool business in this episode. I had never spoken with Linda before this coaching session, and I was just so excited to have an opportunity to share this because I think a lot of people who have never been in a coaching environment can't really imagine or picture what a coaching session is like. I have people ask me all the time, like, how is it different from therapy? What is it about? How does it work? Now, this coaching session was very tactical. It was really focused on very kind of nuts and bolts, brass tacks, strategic side of Linda's business. And not all sessions are like this. Some are much more emotional and get into more mindset or spiritual or emotional or personal issues. This coaching session just happened to go in the direction of being more strategic and more tactical. But this does give you a chance to get a little example of what it's like to be in a coaching session and specifically to be in a coaching session with me. And so I'm really excited to kind of peel back the curtain and give you a chance to hear this. I will also share that if this is something you want to do, if you'd like to do a coaching session with me that I can air on this podcast, I would love to speak with you about that. I will put the link to my email in the show notes, and you can just shoot me an email and let me know that this is something you'd like to do.
Ooh, do I have a link for this? I might have a link. If I have a link for a direct booking, I'll put that in the show notes. Otherwise, it will be my email and you can just reach out to me. But this is an open invitation for anyone listening to this. If you would like a free coaching session with me that I air on the podcast, I'd love to talk with you. That would be really fun. And it just, I'm enjoying right now ways to talk to more people and to put more faces to the numbers that I see on the screen. So I can see how many people listen to this podcast, but I don't know who you are or where you are. So when you opt into things like this, or you respond to anything I put in the show notes, it gives me more of a clear picture of who's out there. And I am really enjoying that right now. One more announcement before we get into the show. You may have heard a previous announcement, or if you're on my email list, you know this, but on April 30th, the doors to the Elemental Entrepreneurship Coven, my hybrid group coaching and membership program for heart-centered entrepreneurs, is closing. The doors are closing. And I do not know, I genuinely don't know, this is not an urgency tactic, I do not know if I will open them again. If I do open them again, it will be in the future. It will probably include some rebrands and some reworking of the program. I may move to a model where the doors for this only open once a year, but it is possible that the doors will not open again at all. And so if you have ever been interested in joining the Coven, which is the most affordable way to work with me as a partner and a coach in your business, the doors are closing. The opportunity for that is going away. And after April 30th, you will not be able to join. And as I'm recording this, it's April 25th. So you got 5 days. I will put the links for that in the show notes as well. I would love to see you in the Coven. It is a fantastic resource. It's really one of the coolest places on the internet. You get twice a month group coaching with me. You get monthly workshops on all types of business topics, everything from branding to mindset to all kinds of things. You get a backlog of all of the workshops and past guests we've had in the program. You get all of the Elemental Entrepreneurship course materials. So if there's any skill gaps you have in your business, you will have the tools to fill them at your fingertips. You get access to the Coven private community where you can ask me and fellow Coven members questions and ask for feedback on real situations in your business in real time. It is a tremendous resource and the price point is outrageous. It's only a couple hundred bucks a month. So I highly recommend that if you have ever been interested in working with me and you've said, I'll just join the Coven later, or I'll join the Coven next time the doors open, or next time there's a sale, or at some point in the future, those opportunities are going away in 5 days. The doors are closing and they're going to stay closed for the foreseeable future. So last call, all aboard who's coming aboard. Get in now. Those are all of my announcements. And without further ado, let's get into this episode, a live coaching session with Linda Ugolo. And my guest today is Linda Ugolo. She is a speaking confidence coach, a podcast host, and author of the book, Delight in the Limelight, Overcome Your Fear of Being Seen and Realize Your Dreams. Formerly stricken with public speaking fear herself, she now helps entrepreneurs, authors, business professionals, and corporate leaders transform their experience of speaking from dread to delight, whether online or on stage, in the media, or in the meeting room. She has cultivated a dedicated TikTok following of 150,000 followers through engaging and relatable content, and is the host of the podcast and live show, Delight in the Limelight, where she continues to inspire and empower individuals on their journey to confident self-expression. And of course, we'll put all of those links and the link to her book in the show notes so you can check it out. Linda, thank you so, so much for being here. I'm really excited to have you on the show.
I'm excited to be here. Thank you for the opportunity.
So I know a little bit about what we're talking about today because I asked Linda to fill out a form and give me a little bit of information about what we're working on. But for those watching, tell me a little bit about what you'd like to work on today.
I am in the process of creating a community for people who want to go from the fear of public speaking to loving it instead. And I, up to this point, have had programs that addressed different stages of the process or different elements of the process in order to kind of test out the material and also because it was a fun way to have people come into my world and work through some element of self-expression with me, whether it was getting to the root causes of their anxiety speaking in public and clearing them away, or getting comfy on camera, or transforming the sound of their voice, being comfortable, being seen, all of these things have always, up to this point, been distributed in these smaller programs. But I realized that the majority of my clients do best when they are able to have access to all of the programs. And in fact, in my book, I address all of these things. So since publishing my book back in 21, I always had the intention of creating some kind of signature program that created this community. And the other element of this is that I realized that I become very invested in every person and I want them to stick around. I want to continue to help them and I want to continue to provide a place for them to, that I can say, hey, let's do this now, or let's try out this. I think this would be great to explore. And I don't want to have to launch a new thing to every time I come up with something new. I rather have a place where people are already kind of ready to go. Like they've already done the basic courses, but they know self-expression isn't a one and done thing. It's like, we're always growing. So I want to have a place where people can grow together.
Love it. And so format-wise, you're thinking about turning this into like an ongoing monthly membership model?
Well, I wasn't actually thinking of a monthly membership. I was thinking of more of a forever program.
Okay.
That also might have an element of membership subscription as an alum.
Okay.
But for the basic programs or cohorts or live experiences, I see it more as a, once you're in, if you want to come back to the Comfy on Camera program and go through that, you're able to, if you have more things that have come up in terms of past experiences or messaging that you suspect is keeping you from feeling current and present in your speaking, that there's a space for you to dive into that with other people that feels
supportive. And what are you visualizing? So we have the pre-recorded course component that's kind of on demand that they can access anytime. Is that right?
So there is some element of digital pre-recorded, but there's also elements of live cohort. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, I do have a Clear Your Fear of Speaking program that is a guided journaling program. However, I've done it live a number of times, and I really feel that the live component is very conducive to healing in an accelerated way. So I do want to have a place where people can come and they can share together their parts of their journaling, getting positive reflections on it. I just feel like there's so much forgiveness and letting go that can happen when we share in a group together. So that's the Clear Your Fear. The Comfy on Camera is not a digital program. It is a live program where people are daily posting videos and getting positive reflections from their cohort members. So what's probably going to be different about that is right now I have it as a fixed time. It's a 7-week program, But I'm thinking that if it's in a forever program, people would be able to go at their own pace and be wherever they are. And it's if they're on day 5 or on day 25, they can still be getting the same kind of intimate and shared experience of being on the journey together.
Got it.
But I probably wouldn't keep it as a set time that people can do it on their own time.
Okay. And so there's going to be, I'm just trying to kind of figure out a lay of the land, right? If somebody's coming into this program, what are all the components? So there's some things that they can access and dive in right away. There's a community space where they can hop in and see these are conversations happening and people doing different things. Are there also live calls with you where you're teaching?
So this is, I sort of see it as a journey. So I think that everyone who came in would need to have a call where they're assessed on where they might want to begin their journey. Generally, I think that clearing the fear of speaking would come first for most people, but not all people. That's because as long as we are getting triggered from past experiences, because the fear of speaking is not random. It's, in my opinion, my experience, it's always connected with messages or experiences we had in the past that led us to believe it's not safe to be the center of attention. So I would recommend that people start there first. And once they get to a place where they feel like enough of that is cleared out of their psyche, that they are ready to begin practicing speaking in a public way, which would move them into comfy on camera. From there, I would expect people to explore the sound of their voice, and that can be digital. And also, I imagine a space where once a week we have some kind of a practicum or coaching call. So once a week, we would practice our using our voice. So that would be practicing dynamic speaking or delicious diction, plus the speaking that we do, like thinking on our feet and having some kind of improvisational practicum of speaking to a table topic of some sort. And then the next week we would be exploring what it is to be seen and allowing ourselves to be seen. And that would probably be a movement experience. I should let you know that my background is in expressive arts therapy. So, my specialty was movement and dance movement therapy. So this is an area that I feel very strongly about, because we are physical beings. And if we are closing off our bodies in any way from being seen, that's going to also inhibit us. So we'd probably be exploring our bodies once a week, or movement, voice, bodies, and then written word. So journaling and sharing, and then a coaching call. So there'd be every week there would be a different kind of a practicum. That's the piece, actually, Sarah, that I was thinking, that after that weekly part, people would have access to for a limited amount of time. And then afterwards, they could pay a subscription as an alum to keep coming back to those practicums.
That makes sense to me, because as you're saying it, I was like, you're setting yourself up to be giving a lot to this group, and at a lifetime program rate, which I love a lifetime program, but it also means business-wise, you do, and this is okay if this is what you want, put yourself in a position to need to be selling a high number of entries every year to keep your income growing as you have these people who are staying in the program year over year. Which can be fine if that's a model that you like and you love like doing a bunch of sales every year. But if you wanted to transition people after a certain period of time, that makes a lot of sense to me. They've done the courses and the core practice and the core material, and now they're paying a reduced rate to stay and get access to the coaching calls. That makes a lot of sense. I love this. Do you have thoughts about where you would host the group part of this?
Right now, for the digital programs, And for Comfy on Camera, everything is on a platform called New Zendler.
Okay.
What I also do for Comfy on Camera, we have a Facebook group. And then otherwise, I generally meet on Zoom. I like Zoom because of the breakout rooms that we have. And I feel like as we scale, we can do a lot of the practicum sharing in smaller groups. So that's one way that we don't have to, like if I have a small group of, I don't know, 3 to 8 people, I think that being in one room works. But as we grow beyond that, I feel like being able to break out into smaller groups would be more intimate.
Yeah. The reason I asked about that part, like, and I was thinking about like a Facebook group versus, and this is just a little tech detour for a moment. There are some platforms, I think Circle is an interesting one, but I was thinking about these different stages, like Clear the Fear and Comfy on Camera, that could be kind of their own room, so that when someone's in Clear the Fear, the chat room that they go into is all people who are working through Clear the Fear. When they're ready for Comfy on Camera, they go into that zone, which having multiple Facebook groups could be fine, but could be overwhelming for users. But there's also something potentially cool to having everything in one group and doing it with tags, right? Where so if someone's going through Comfy on Camera, they just put Comfy on Camera and do their share so that somebody new coming in gets to see people at all different stages. So there's cool stuff to explore there with, do I want separate little cohorts for each of these activity zones, or do I want everyone kind of co-mingling? There's some fun stuff in there.
Yeah, I think like as I hear you speak about it, Sarah, I feel like, and I agree, I'm in a couple of Circle groups. And one thing I do like about it is the ability to go into, I don't know what the word was that you used.
I don't know what they call it.
The Comfy on Camera space or the zone.
Like
the zone.
Chat boards.
Yeah. I do like that. I feel like New Zendler does have some elements of a community chat. And I feel like they are growing with it. I'm not sure if they're in the same space as Circle at this point. So that is definitely something for me to consider.
Yeah. And with all these, there are so many, you know, like there's always so many, there's so much software out. But also, you know, I know with Circle, I've been in some Circle groups and you can do your calls on Zoom. And then there's a place where recordings are stored that people can go follow up, which a lot of platforms have. So it sounds like you have a lot of this, like really clear and mapped out in your mind. What are the things that are feeling sticky or challenging for you?
One of the things is I would love to invite people who have done some element of it, of this journey with me already into it. And I'm not quite sure the best way to invite them in terms of pricing in particular. Perhaps they feel like they've gotten all that they need, or they're not sure that they need these other things, even though I know that they do. So I guess part of it is I'm kind of like back and forth and ambivalent about and aware of all the different ways I could promote it to the people who have already been in my world.
Yeah.
Some people, when I've worked with someone privately in the past year or so, I did have in my mind that everything that I'm doing is going to benefit them. So I've allowed them to join everything I'm doing live while we are working privately. So I know the power of having access to all of these different avenues or journeys or mini journeys within the larger journey of becoming a confidence speaker. So for instance, one of my puzzles is that some people have come in through a bundle. So they were given access to it because they bought a bundle for $100 with, you know, 200 courses, and mine was one. So they're not necessarily people who, let's say, saw me on TikTok and like, oh my God, I love Linda. I love what she's doing. I want, you know, so they're not like, they don't necessarily quote unquote know me the same way as somebody who has worked with me in a live capacity, if they've just come in a digital course. So I'm not really sure like how to, and this is where I get all tongue tied because I don't know what I don't know, but I just feel like there's a block there and I feel like there's, I'm not quite sure what the most invitational way to bring them in.
Got you.
Do I offer a free week? Do I offer a free month? Do I, or is it a series of emails or like, how do I?
Yeah. Do you have in your email, do you have segmentation for the people who have come into you through each different avenue?
Not entirely, but I do know let's certain things that someone after December 7th of 2023 most likely came in this bundle or that kind of.
Okay. And do you have tags on the people who have bought directly from you in terms of people who have been through programs that you've offered or worked with you one-on-one?
Yes. So like a live group program. Yes.
Okay. Got it. Yep. So segmentation is where this gets really important. And then do you know in your email list people who have never bought from you before, but they're just hanging out on the list?
Well, I guess I could do that by a process of elimination.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Because I know the people who have bought.
Okay. What are you thinking in terms of pricing? So both for the full price and then separately for the like alumni, just like calls only price.
So for the full price, eventually I was thinking of $2,500 or $3,500.
Mm-hmm.
For the monthly membership, I was thinking of $97.
Love it.
But I was thinking before that, I would like to invite people who are already in my world in some capacity at a much larger discounted price. And then to have as a founding member. And then to have a beta price. Mm-hmm. So before I move it to the full price.
Got it. Okay.
And the reason, so for instance, right now people have come into the Clear Your Fear. I think maybe they came in, it was $347, which is kind of a beta price. I mean, it definitely should be higher than that, but that's what I chose because I wanted to test out the program. As a live program where I am meeting with people weekly, I feel like it's worth much, much more. But let's say someone has come in the Clear Your Fear, Comfy on Camera, the Love and Transform Your Voice, maybe each of those are another $500. So I figured I would, whether or not someone came in, well, I was thinking of like at least prorating.
Yeah. That was my thought too. So that was going to be my next question. Those one-off programs, they're in the 500 range.
Yeah. Or somewhat less, at least up to this point, they've been that way.
So what comes up for me, and tell me how you feel about this, is that essentially this internal marketing would be just heavily relying on your segmentation. So for the people who have done a program with you in the past, they've done Clear the Fear or Comfy on Camera in a past cohort, they've paid that $500. There would be an internal series of emails to them that would be letting them know, this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm opening up. I want to build on what you've already done in Clear the Fear. If we were working together privately, your next step would be Comfy on Camera. That's included in this new program. But what's also included is this and this and this and these weekly practicums, this cohort called This Is How It All Works. And to like, I want to invite you specifically to keep on your journey with me. You're getting a special founding members rate of, and then you're telling them the beta price minus the 500. So you're giving them a really good deal and you're telling them this is going to go away after a certain date. At a certain date, this special offer is going to close and it'll just be open to the public. But because you've worked with me before, I'm giving you this specific invitation. We would do a duplicate series for the people who've done Comfy on Camera, but not the other things. And then we would do a separate for the people who came in through the bundle. I think you're right. They're at a different stage with you. And we would offer them something, but not as big of an offer as the people who have that more intimate work and they've already done one of these programs. Maybe it is like $100 off as a special invitation because they came through this bundle. And then to everyone else, they're going through a sequence where they're getting a beta price offer that's a limited time, and then the price is going up. So it is essentially writing three different email sequences, really four or five, depending on the programs, but you're just changing the names on the other ones. But that allows you to use this brilliant customer data that you've been collecting and give everyone a really personalized experience, which it seems like is kind of the core of your brand, that they feel spoken to personally, and honoring where they're at in their journey with you. And then you get to explain to them, as you said, why you think this is the best next step for them, because you know what they've already done with you. How does that feel?
That seems right on.
I love that. And then when we're marketing to the public and sharing it on TikTok, we're just sharing the beta price and we're telling them this is for founding members up to, you can do a date or a certain number, right? Like the first 100 members are getting invited in at this beta price and then the price is going up. And this is all of the value that you get for this. And once you're locked in, because it's lifetime, that's all you're going to pay for the program, and other people in the future will be paying more. So that's still a really exciting deal for founding members.
Yeah.
Does that feel like it kind of like clears some of the threads?
Definitely. Definitely.
Good. I love that.
It felt like a tangled ball of yarn.
Yeah. And it feels like put all the threads out.
Yeah.
No, that's so good. Cause I do think sometimes we feel like, do I have to talk to everybody the same? Or like, how do I explain it to everyone? And it's like, that's the brilliance of what a good job you've already done in segmenting out your list and knowing who's who, is that then you get to talk to them in little individual pockets and make more personalized offers. I love this. How long do you think you're going to have people stay in the program before they would transition into the membership model?
I think it would, of course, it's individual, but I would guess 6 months.
That feels right. So they get lifetime access to all the course material and the group chats. Is that right? And then if they want to keep coming to live calls after 6 months, it transitions.
Yes. I think I would always have, let's say, a monthly coaching call that they could come on to regardless. In fact, I was thinking of offering that to like anyone who's ever worked with me. Just they can come on and ask questions once a month.
I love that.
I was also, so this is another aspect that trips me up, is that I'm moving into a time of my life that I want to do more traveling. And I think one of the reasons why I picked the Forever program is because I figured, well, if I go away for a few weeks, or it's fine. You know, I'll just say, hey, I'm going to be gone for these weeks, so we're not going to be having those classes. And that, I mean, I'm not sure exactly how that goes with the monthly membership part, but I would figure it out somehow. But in terms of the core program, I feel like it gives me some leeway. I suppose I could also, actually, when I think of it, I can bring in other people to take over for me.
That was literally going to be my next question. Do you have people that would be good as guests? You know, I have an ongoing membership and that is a thing. Like, we all have lives, but one of my favorite things and something I do think adds so much value is I have this tremendous network, both of alumni of the program, but also just people I know in my professional world. And it's such a treat to be like, well, I have to be out, but I can bring in this amazing person who's going to teach you this thing that I can't teach during this time that I'm out. And so you still get this really valuable experience that you would pay hundreds of dollars for if you had to go get a workshop from this person separately, but you get it as being part of this collective. And so that's such a value add to members.
And do you pay those people when they come in, or?
I do. I do a small honorarium. It's not huge right now, but I do like to give a little honorarium for my guest teachers and give them something for coming in. I also tell them they can promote something to the members if they have something that they want to share. Yeah. Love that.
Yeah, I hadn't even thought about that. That really does free me up in a lot of ways. Like today, I have someone in my Comfy on Camera class who is another movement expert. And she has so, I mean, she was my teacher actually in a previous life of ours. So I know that she has a tremendous amount of expertise that she, that would be relevant to the group.
I love that. Yay. Okay, awesome. We are like really close to time already. Is there anything else you want to touch on, or do you feel like separating out that how to speak to the different prices thing helped you?
Well, I would love to get your feedback on the pricing that I was thinking of.
I feel like that's totally right on. I think there's a few other lifetime membership model programs that I've seen around that are right in that $3,500 price point. And I do think that Alumni 97, just for the calls, that those both feel very right on. And like they are, there's anchors for them in the market. So they feel familiar pricing wise. Hopefully people will like see them and be like, oh yeah, that's kind of what I'd expect for something that I get this much support in and access for this long. So I feel like that feels great. If it was less than that, I would be worried for how much you're offering.
And what about as a beta price?
Well,
would it be too little to have it be $997? Or you think it would be better as like a $1,500?
Oh, see, that's even lower than I was going to go. I was going to say either $2,500 or $2,999.
Ah.
Still, you know, especially if for the people who are returning, you're offering them another $500 off of what they're already paying, it's already going down to like a much lower amount. But it is a lifetime access program where you're giving a lot. So I think $500 to $1,000 off as the beta is pretty juicy.
Uh-huh. Okay, I may need to do some money mindset stuff around
tapping on that. What comes up for you around that?
I think it's about making something that feels really accessible for those people who I know have come into my world who may not be those people who later on are going to be my niche target market that, yes, they can definitely afford that.
Got it.
Higher price. So it's kind of like an opportunity for somebody right now if they wanted to come in. And yeah, I think I can swing that. Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Yeah. Are you going to offer a payment plan or is it pay in full only?
Oh, no, I would have a payment plan.
Yeah. So if someone was coming in at either around $2,000 or $2,500, depending on if they were getting the $500 off, and they're getting lifetime access to Clear the Fear, Comfy on Camera, they're getting weekly practicum calls for 6 months, lifetime monthly coaching, does it feel like $2,500 is a really big ask for that, or is like too far a stretch for that?
Perhaps not, especially like as soon as you said that, I thought, oh yeah, payment plans don't have to be like once a month. They could be even spread out. It could be every 3 months.
Or you could give them a 12 payment plan. It's a lifetime.
A monthly plan for 12 months.
Like you could break it up.
Yeah.
Up substantially if that.
Yeah.
Where is the part of you that feels like your clients will have trouble valuing a lifetime access program at that price point?
Certainly it's, will they feel like it's worth it? Mm-hmm. Is it going to give me something that I need to have now that I know this is going to change my life? It's going to, because of this, everything is going to be more impactful. I'm going to either get that job opportunity or I'm going to build that following that I wouldn't need to, wouldn't be able to get without this.
What are their goals with speaking? What does it mean to them?
Well, it's either if they're working in a company, it's that job opportunity that requires speaking that has a much higher pay pay raise, or maybe it's that they're already required to speak and they're terrified. And so it's the release from all that suffering, silent suffering inside. Or if they're an entrepreneur, it's the ability to become a thought leader and to build a following because they are willing to put themselves out there in a visible way.
And how about for people who want to speak, like, you know, do public speaking and like really make that a big part of their career? I mean, public speaking is something where, like, if they're speaking on stages, that can be very lucrative.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. I have not directly, I mean, I have had clients who do a lot of speaking, but usually it's for their work as opposed to their keynoter. I've only had several keynoters, but yes, absolutely. I mean, they'd be making $5,000-$10,000 a pop. And so yes, it is lucrative if you can, if that's what you want to do. I find that a lot of the people, it's worth for me to think about. Yes. And I have had in mind to reach out or infiltrate that genre. I'm part of the National Speakers Association. I've been meaning to write an article for their magazine forever. And I think I did apply. I think I did send in my information, but I haven't really pursued it. But I feel like there is a subset of people who are consider themselves speakers who do suffer silently inside, and they just say, "Oh well, it just comes with the territory. You know, I've just got to manage it." And my attitude is, "Why manage it? Why suffer? Why not delight in the limelight?" Which is the name of my book.
And yeah. I also think, you know, for me as somebody who I have a business, I speak on camera all the time, but the transition from speaking to a little. To your phone, to speaking on stage is very different. And so even for entrepreneurs who are interested in becoming keynoters, because they're like, well, okay, I'm pretty good on Instagram Live, but the idea of being on stage is a very different thing. And when we get into that movement component, when you're speaking to your phone, you really only have to worry about this small frame. You don't have to think about the image I just got in my head. This is such a deep cut. I don't know. Did you ever watch the show 30 Rock?
Yes.
The episode where Jack Donaghy has to do his own commercial and he's like, I can't figure out what to do with my hands. He's like holding two coffee cups. He's like, this feels natural. Like, like when you have to be on stage and you have your whole body to worry about and you have to fill the stage and walk around, it's so much different. It's so much more exposed. So I do think there's also that part of your market for entrepreneurs of people who maybe they've even gotten invitations to come speak or to do someone else's retreat or program. And they're like, well, I'm good on the phone, but this is a whole different world to be standing in front of people. But I'm just thinking about the value of this. So we have the personal value, which is right now, this is something that's regularly being asked of me in my job. And what that means is I have regular anxiety and my quality of life is not as good as it could be. I'm not getting good sleep the night before or the week before, and I'm overworking it and I'm putting all this pressure on it. And I'm a jerk to my spouse that week because I'm so short-tempered because I'm so nervous about when I'm going to speak. And, you know, and then I feel nervous the whole time. And maybe people tell me I did good, but I don't believe it. It's all just agonizing. And or there's advancement opportunities I want where I could be making more money, but that job comes with more speaking and that part scares me. So I'm not even letting myself ask for it. And in business we have, you know, I'm not growing a following. So I'm not making as much money as I could because I'm so scared of letting myself be seen, or I'm pretty good with that, but I know the next frontier is speaking on stages and I don't know how to do that. So for all of these people, there's both the internal value of like, you're going to get your time back. You're going to get your emotional experience back. You're going to get your peace of mind around this back. And you're going to take this thing that currently agonizes you and it's actually going to become fun, which you may not even be able to picture, but it does. Financially, I'm giving you the opportunity for a one-time payment of $2,500 or this payment plan to raise your lifetime salary or income potential exponentially, because once you have this skill, it only develops, it only grows with you, it only opens doors. And so this cap that you've been hitting is going to be gone. There's a ceiling that we're going to bust through. And you have a safe space to practice, to get feedback, to come test out the things that you're going to speak on in front of other people and get feedback from your group. And you get access to that forever. So as you keep growing in this, you're always going to have a place to come and say, can I read this speech to you guys? Can I post this here? Can I talk with you guys about this and have coaching? When you feel that, does $2,500 feel like a big ask?
Nice. So, I do, that was good. I mean, there's some areas that I'm thinking, well, I'm not doing that yet, because I don't tell people what to say. We don't have like speaking practice of people's talks. Mm-hmm. We do speaking practice in smaller chunks. But there's room to grow.
Even if, and this is something you might not even have to facilitate, it could be a thing that people post to each other of like, somebody hop on a Zoom and let me practice? Can I read this to you, right? Just like it could be a swap that members organize.
Absolutely. I love that. In fact, I do that myself when I'm developing a keynote. I'll put out, I say, I've got a new keynote. I'm looking for an audience to give me feedback or just to do it to. I give it to, and then I'll set up maybe three different times to do it for people. And I could create a space for that, for people to get on for each other. Yeah.
So how are we feeling now in the price? Are you still feeling?
It definitely feels a little bit, I'm feeling more like expansive into it. Like, yeah, it is a really good program. And I think you're right. It's kind of how it's positioned, how it's explained, how the value is demonstrated of what it does. So it really, I think you're right. I think it's my own limitation of having the words to express the return on investment, the benefits, the huge change. And it does. I mean, that's why I say overcome your fear of being seen and realize your dreams. Because I do believe that once we get to the other side of this, the world opens up for us in very meaningful ways.
And that's such powerful copy right there. Like, right? Just to say that. And I think, first of all, I think you're right. I also think it's so common for all of us, because we're so close to our work, that we forget how life-changing it is for other people and what the benefits really are, because we're in it. And I see this for myself and for everyone I work with. Like, when someone reads the benefits back to you, you're like, oh, damn, that's really valuable. But when you're alone with it, you're like, is this enough?
Yeah. Well, I think one of the things that kind of brought me down a little bit is I had a couple of calls with people who were in one of my coaching calls. And I was talking about this program, and she was like, well, I don't think I would join for $1,000. That's like way beyond me. And so that's where she's at. And that's her truth. And I know that intellectually, but on an emotional level, it kind of like brought me into this smaller thinking space.
Yeah. And that's so, it makes sense. And it's so real.
I mean, on the other hand, you know, I have had people see a video on TikTok and then hand me $3,500.
Right.
So I know that there are people out there who are able to pay, that it's, they see the benefit for themselves, and I don't have to doubt that.
No, you definitely don't. Something that I try to hold all the time with pricing is that value is such a funny concept, and that so often we see the words price, value, and worth kind of used interchangeably, but they are actually like really different, because value is so subjective and so personal. And what something is worth is like completely up to the person who's deciding to pay for it. And that every single product that exists currently exists on the market at such a huge disparate price range. My favorite example that I use all the time is scrunchies, because like I have a million of these like everywhere around my wrist all the time. And I get them for like, you know, whatever, $4 for a pack at CVS, but Gucci makes one that's like $600. I personally wouldn't buy that. I don't see the value of a $600 scrunchie, but there are people who do. They sell, it happens. There are those people. And so knowing that when someone says like, that's too expensive, or I would never do that, what they're telling you is just where they value certain things in the marketplace. And to know like, okay, that doesn't mean I have to compete with the other people who offer things at that price in the marketplace. You as a consumer get to go find something at the price point you deem appropriate in the marketplace, even if it's not mine, because I'm, as a business, I compete over here in this bracket, right? I'm here. There's people who are way higher than me. There's people who are way lower than me. And you as a customer get to go out and find the one that feels right for you. And that's not a reflection of my worth or the worth of my work. It's a just only a reflection of where you value this product for yourself. And like, you get to have that. And I don't need to convince you that I'm worth more or that the work is worth more. And you don't have to convince me that I should be priced differently. We just all get to have this free-for-all capitalist marketplace experience that we're having and get the results you're getting. I can have the personal belief that my work is higher quality than what you're going to get for $100, but go get what you want.
And, you know, and there, vice versa, just like you say about Gucci, I joined a video class myself because there are ways that I want to grow. I was thinking this program is going to help me grow even further. It was over $5,000. The value of it, I don't think it's any more than, I'm less than mine. You know, I mean, when I think about what I have charged and what they're charging, what my clients get from being in my class and what I see people getting out of that class, it's like, really? So it's like people have very different sense of what they feel their work is worth. There is something I got out of the class. Was it $5,000 worth? Probably not. But I did get something from the program. Not how I would do it, not how I would price it, but they're entitled to do that. I mean, I did feel a little bit misled, I have to say.
Yeah. And this is important because I do think this is where a lot of price insecurity comes from for a lot of us, because I think I've had that experience. I know a lot of people have had that experience where we sign up for a program that's really pricey, because there is a psychology around pricing where if it's high ticket, we think they must know something I don't know and they're going to give me something I don't have. This must be for people at a certain level. And then when we get in and find out it's not and we feel dismayed, it's disheartening. It's frustrating. It's also kind of eye-opening, and there is a like, maybe I should be charging more. But I think for really heart-centered leaders, we never want to make anyone feel like that. I never want anyone to buy one of my programs and be like, I cannot believe you charged this much for this. This is not worth that. And that leads us to be like, well, I should be even more conservative in my pricing, because I never want anyone to have that experience with me. And it's a hard thing that's happening in the market, I think, where people are, you can charge whatever you want for an online course. And I've definitely had that experience of being like, oh, what you have is really good marketing and branding. It's not necessarily a really valuable program.
Yeah. 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 Well, all this is very, very helpful, centering, clarifying. I really appreciate this. Thank you so much for sharing all your expertise and wisdom with me.
I know we're at time. The last little thing I want to just kind of give you to think about on your own, which is connected to pricing. At the very beginning, you said, I become very invested in everyone who works with me, and I want them to stick around. And there may be something that's connected to pricing, wanting to help. It's very easy, I think, for people who care so much, and I have this too, to become personally invested in whether or not our clients are getting results in a way that makes us feel like there's something we need to change on our end, whether it's delivery or pricing, or even taking it personally when people sign up for the program and don't show up to calls and don't use it, which happens in lifetime membership things. And there may just be something to go into on your own around like where my job ends and your responsibility begins as the client, right? And my job is to present you this material to the best of my ability, to offer you what I can. And that's where it ends. Like, I can't make you take it. I can't make you use it. I can't make you value it. That part is up to you. And I feel whole and safe and okay at that boundary and just letting you decide how much you're going to engage with this. I feel like that's bringing up something. What's happening there?
Good reminder.
Yeah.
It's a good reminder. Yeah.
Thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate you. And where can people find you? I'm going to put the links in the show notes, but I'd love for you just to take a moment to let people know where they can find you.
On my website, lindayugalo.com. You can get a freebie there if you want to have some. I have a speaker preparation checklist for you to download where you see all the different ways that you can be helping yourself before you speak beyond just figuring out what you want to say. That's going to help you be more grounded, focused, and energized. And otherwise, TikTok is a great place. I'm there every day. So you can see, get my tips and thoughts about what it means to overcome your fear so that you can also delight in the limelight.
Thank you so much, Linda. This was lovely.
Thank you, Sarah.
That's our episode for today. Thank you, as always, for being here and for listening to the podcast. I know there are so many things that you could be doing with your time, so many things you could be listening to. It is an honor that you choose to be here. Connect with me on Instagram @intuitiveedgecoaching. Have a great day.